For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Starting Friday, bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues in Columbia will be able to stay open until midnight under a new public health order. Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning announced the change in a press briefing yesterday, pointing to a steady decline in new cases in the county over the past month. Browning and other area leaders urged residents to remain vigilant despite the easing of restrictions, citing new coronavirus variants like the variant which was detected in Marion County last week. Missouri state representatives are working on legislation to forgive unemployment overpayments for some residents. In a committee hearing yesterday, six bills were introduced, three from Democrats and three from Republicans, that would forgive any of the overpayment money that comes directly from the federal government. One of those bills offered by Ian Mackey, a Democrat from St. Louis, would also waive the state portion of that funding. Mackey says the state can shoulder the burden, while struggling Missourians can't. Representative Peter Meredith, a Democrat from St. Louis, also wants to see the state forgive the overpayments. He earned some Republican support in forgiving the state portion when he suggested the state use coronavirus relief funds to let Missourians off the hook. All of those bills still need to advance out of committee. State lawmakers are again weighing the right to bring guns into churches as part of Republican lawmakers' attempts to eliminate Missouri's gun-free zones. The Columbia Missourian reports that House Bill 359, led by freshman state representative Ben Baker of Neosho, would guarantee the right to concealed carry in churches. Current state law dictates that a concealed carrier must have permission from a church leader or someone representing the religious organization. The proposal would allow bringing a gun by default, unless the church prohibits it. Religious leaders have condemned similar proposals before, with a St. Louis Catholic archbishop threatening to sue after a 2018 House bill looked at allowing concealed weapons in gun-free zones. Missouri health officials say they are optimistic efforts to provide COVID-19 vaccines will expand soon, both in terms of increased vaccine availability and the number of approved vaccinators. Dr. Randall Williams, head of the State Health Department, said yesterday Missouri expects to receive a significant amount of a new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which requires only one shot, next month. At the same time, vaccinations will begin Friday at some Walmart and Sam's Club's locations, and the state will begin using retired healthcare workers to administer the shots. The positive message came as Governor Mike Parson complained to Missouri mayors about constant criticism in the media about the state's vaccination efforts. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.